modestly speaking, good at two disciplines. One, cutting hair, and two, speaking. I did not start either of those enterprises with great talent. I promise you I didn't. What I started with was a personality that suited what I was doing. We have friends who are multimillionaires in the speaking and consulting industry, and they are introverts. However, I'm sure you'll agree, if you can walk into a room with strangers and meet people and schmooze, it will be easier for you. So one, I had a personality that suited. Two, I have an interest in and a commitment to. There's a big difference. We have all met hundreds of people who want to be great speakers, great leaders, great anything, great actors, great singers. They have an interest in, they don't have a commitment to. Because you do know there is quite a lot of work making everything look easy. Then I had good teachers. I worked for great bosses. Two, I practice more than everybody else. As a hairstylist in England, apprenticeship, people on a Tuesday night pay 2 shillings to come, the apprentices would do the hair. Or the other girls would do 1 or 2, I'd do 5, and say, can I bring models in on a Monday? You don't have to be the best, you don't have to be the smartest. You need to have good instructions and practice more so it becomes second nature, whatever the discipline is. Then, what took speaking and cutting hair to a whole new level was when I started teaching others. Because when you teach what you believe you have learned, you have to simplify and demystify all your experience in a way to explain it. And I would challenge you to any notes that you take from any programs you have at NSA, anything you learn in the academy, is then interpret it with your own observations and realizations, teach it to somebody else. And as you are observing an NSA meeting, an academy meeting, a meeting in your own venue, your corporate world, wherever you go, I would challenge you to think, what are you learning that you see, that you observe, as well as what you hear?